with what's described as a wave of Humboldt County business owner retirements looming, a national organization is offering assistance with transitions to employee ownership. Project Equity is, quote, a national nonprofit focused on expanding employee ownership, said Tyler Rivera, Project Equity's ecosystem development manager, during a July 22nd online presentation to the Community Economic Resilience Consortium. Succession planning is relevant to Humboldt County businesses, as the owners of many of them are aged 55 or older, and Rivera said a silver tsunami looms. Humboldt has about 1,300 businesses with owners who are 55 or older, collectively employing about 12,000 people, he continued. That represents over $400 million in annual payroll and $2 billion in annual revenue. With only 30% of businesses transferring within families and 20% of those up for sale finding buyers, transition to employee ownership is a way to preserve a business and its community value. Rivera said it's also relevant in an area of widespread lack of opportunities for economic mobility and pathways to financial security, and that dynamic is seen locally.
31% of households in Humboldt County don't earn enough to cover their basic living expenses today. More than 20% of residents receive food assistance from the state, which is double the statewide rate. And over 6% of workers who are employed full-time, year-round, manage to still fall below the poverty line, which is almost triple the statewide rate. So there are very real challenges, which we know you're all aware of, that are facing the county in terms of cost of living and quality of life, which we believe employee ownership can help to address.
Rivera cited research that found employee ownership results in higher wages and better access to benefits, increased productivity, and greater profit margins. For business owners, it fulfills the goals of, quote, ensuring that the company they've built continues to thrive, providing community for their employees and their customers, and receiving a fair price for the business that's going to support their retirement goals. Project Equity Senior Manager Megan Gordon describes some of the criteria Project Equity considers.
Most of my job, probably 70% of my day, my work week, is talking to small business owners who are exploring whether employee ownership is a possible fit for them. And so the first thing I'm looking for is I want to see a business with, at a minimum, 10 employees. If I'm looking at an ESOP, I want to see that number higher. I want to see it closer to like 40, although maybe 35 would be okay. I need the business to be profitable, and there's a reason for that. We are going to do a leveraged buyout of the business. So what we're going to do is we're going to effectively help the business take out a loan to buy itself on behalf of its employees. So the business can't be sitting under a lot of debt, and it needs to be running at a profit, because we're going to use the future profits of that business to pay back the debt that's going to be incurred in order to transact the sale.
A final stage of Project Equity's assistance involves, quote, staying engaged with the newly created employee-owned company for anywhere up to 3 years, Gordon continued. Rivera said employee ownership also hinges on broad collaboration with, quote, players across the private, public, nonprofit, and financial sectors in order to support the development and success of employee-owned companies. Elected and civic leaders, which Rivera described as employee ownership champions, play important roles of support and advocacy.
The reason why they're so important is that employee ownership, despite all of our work, remains kind of the best kept secret in the small business ecosystem. And we know that there's a big knowledge gap surrounding employee ownership, and that awareness continues to be fairly limited. Employee ownership champions are essential to addressing this knowledge gap by using their platforms to increase the visibility of employee ownership so that it's well-known and normalized within small business ecosystems and communities. And these champions can include elected officials, economic development organizations, philanthropy, funders, and basically any organization that has a platform and is willing to use it to talk about the merits of employee ownership.
During a discussion segment, Lila Roberts, the former executive director of the North Coast Small Business Development Center, vouched for Project Equity, saying, quote, they are superb professionals, they're really collaborative, and I had great experiences working with them through the SBDC. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.